I'm Margaret Mullings, and welcome to Mentorship Class. It's been a while, but welcome. Come on in and take a seat. Wherever you are geographically, come on in. And like we always do before class, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, breathe your breath on everyone in this class today, or whatever time it is, Father. Oh, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would envelop each and every one, bring comfort, bring healing, your wisdom and your understanding, that when this class is ended, Father, that each and every one would be encouraged to pray the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. In this class today, the topic is prayer and the word. And it's interesting, you know, that when I open the book, and this lesson is coming from my poetry journal, and the page went right here. And I believe it's very timely. You know, no matter how successful we are in business or whatever it is in our endeavors, it is so important for it to be fueled by prayer and the Word of God. And so this is a poem. I'm going to read it in your hearing and encourage you. I pray that it would encourage you and be very beneficial to you and your everyday living. Prayer and the Word. Prayer is not a mere routine. Prayer is a fresh experience. Each time you pray, and each time you pray, you detonate explosive devices against the kingdom of darkness, causing the enemy to scatter. Bear in mind that people are not your enemy. Get this. It is Satan and his demons. Prayer and the word in the spiritual realm is equivalent to a demolition derby against the kingdom of darkness. The time has come to persevere in prayer. Refuse to let go, and like Jacob, wrestled all night. If you have to, until you get your breakthrough. Be persistent and consistent. You will see the end result. In prayer and in the word, you will not lose any of your loved ones. In prayer and in the word, you shall pursue, overtake, and recover all that has been stolen from you. Understand, it is not in your strength nor in mine that you do this. It is in the strength of Jehovah Gabaoth, who is arising even now to contend with those who are contending with you. Stay prayerful and watchful in prayer and in the word. In spite of what it may look like, you are triumphant not only in the things of God, but in all areas of your life. Prayer and the word. Yes, and I thought that was very timely. Prayer and the word, because all around the globe, everything that was stable is now uncertain, and everything is changing before our very eyes. So in this class today, I encourage you, wherever you are geographically, to pray and to pray the word of God. When you can't sleep, pray Psalm 3 and verse 5. And Psalm 3 and verse 5 says, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. Yes, God will sustain you. And then when you need help with negative thoughts and speaking, pray. Pray Psalm 19 and verse 14. Where the psalmist said, may these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart Be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. When you need guidance and have seemingly lost direction, pray Psalm 25 and verse 4, where the psalmist said, "Show me your ways, Lord, teach me your path." And the Lord will guide you. He will light your path with his word. When you are afraid, pray Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And you know, fear is a bondage that can hold us captive within ourselves, whether it be a fear of rejection, making a wrong decision, being hurt emotionally or physically, death or something else. We have all been a victim of fear at some point in our lives. And so pray. When you become fearful, pray. When you are sad or brokenhearted, pray. Pray Psalm 34, verse 17 and 18. It says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." So whether it be a pain from grief, loss, sorrow, or failure, God promises to be close to you. He is your source of healing. And this last one that I will leave with you to encourage you today. When you need to repent of sin, and you know we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, pray Psalm 51 verse 1 to 2. And I found myself the other day, you know, the other morning before the Lord in Psalm 51. And, you know, as I read Psalm 51, I said, "Lord, forgive me. Have mercy on me, O God. Forgive me. We have all sinned. But God forgives us when we repent." And here's what the psalmist David said. He prayed this prayer to the Lord. He said, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out all my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Yes, as I leave you today in this class, God is a merciful God. No sin is too great for him to forgive. Prayer and the word, wherever you are, no matter what you are facing, you may be challenged on every side, without and within. In this class today, remember prayer and the word of God. Pray and pray the word of God. Believe the word and stand on the word. You shall have great success when you pray. Stand on the word and obey the word and speak the word. This is Margaret Mulling saying, until our next class, God bless you, strengthen you, make his face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. Have a wonderful day wherever you are geographically.